Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back, episode 31. This is Saturday, September 10th, 2016. Happy Saturday. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are at, I appreciate you tuning in to this little podcast called CJ Evolution. I am happy that you are here and welcome everybody. So today I wanted to take a moment and talk about a topic that I've been asked about it recently by students and some other people on social media, and that is the topic of force by officers. And specifically, it's why can't officers out there, law enforcement, if they face a use of force encounter, God forbid they're faced with some sort of situation where they have to draw their weapons and somebody, say, has a weapon, the suspect has a weapon, why can't officers just shoot the weapon out of the hand of the bad guy? You know, why can't they just do it? They do it on the movies. They do it on television shows. Why can't officers do that in real life? And believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there that think we can do that. As law enforcement, you know, people think law enforcement is going to be perfect when they're in these types of encounters. They are very stressful, very chaotic, and it's stressful for the officer to go through this type of encounter. Thankfully, I've never had to discharge my weapon at anybody, and I don't want to, but I could if I had to. But my point is, back to the question, why can't officers be trained to shoot weapons out of the hands of the bad guys? Now think about this, folks. Think of the human body. Think about how the body looks or moves when it's in motion. Think about a body when it's running. Think about a body when it is going back and forth, or, you know, being erratic or moving in erratic ways. Think about that. Now picture an officer trying to shoot an object out of somebody's hand when they're moving erratically, running, jumping, whatever. Think about that. You know, officers on the range are fairly accurate, but those are static targets, meaning for the most part, they're not moving. We do have times where we have moving targets. But when we're out on the range, we're generally shooting at static targets, targets that are not moving. So it's a little bit easier in that type of environment to hit the target. And I would even go a step further. So say you're on officers on the range, and you know, there's a situation where the officer might have to, the officer is asked, say, hypothetically, to shoot something out of the hand of a silhouette, a target. How many officers do you think they're going to hit that target? I would venture to say, depending on the distance, probably not many. Probably not many. Now, different situation, real life situation. Somebody's coming at the officer with a knife. The officer's thinking, oh shit, this person's going to kill me. Now, do you think the officer is going to be able to shoot that weapon, whatever it is, out of the hand of that person? Probably not. There's a very, very good chance that it's not going to happen. So why do we have to aim center mass? Why do we have to aim right for the chest? Well, what is the biggest target on the body, folks? Is it the arm? Is it at the hand? Is it the leg? Is it the head? No, it is center mass. That is what officers are trained to shoot at because it is the biggest target. And in a situation where it's a oh shit situation, and God forbid the officer has to use force, that is what the officer is trained to shoot at. And that is where all the vitals are, right? So if somebody's coming at you, an officer with a weapon or, you know, a knife or whatever, that person wants to inflict damage on that officer, right? Probably kill him or seriously injure the officer, right? And let us not forget, folks, that the officer has not put themselves into that situation. It is the offender, it is the suspect that has put the officer in that situation. But again, we are not trained to shoot at arms. We are not trained to shoot at legs, shoot to wound. So let's play this out. So somebody asked me, well, Pat, why can't you just shoot him in the leg? Okay, what happens if that doesn't work? We just keep shooting at the leg. We try for the arm now. Back to that same situation. You get somebody running at you, wanting to kill you or seriously hurt you. Are you going to be able to hit that miracle shot in the hand or the leg? Probably not. So I hope this has been informative. All you officers out there, all those people that work in the street, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of people out there that have no idea because they watch television. And television's not bad, but there's a lot of different shows out there, cop shows, movies, that I remember growing up, you know, watching Roy Rogers and cowboy shows that did show the bad guy shooting the weapon out of the bad, the good guy, I'm sorry, shooting the weapon out of the bad guy's hands. And that is Hollywood, everybody. That is not real. That is not what happens in real life. And I tell students, quit watching and believe. It's okay to watch, but do not believe what you see on television. Contrary to popular belief, it is not true for the most part. And things don't get wrapped up in an hour. So with that, I hope it was useful. I hope it was beneficial. If you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes, rate and review this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. And I look forward to the next episode, folks. Have a great rest of your Saturday. I'll see you again at our next episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.